$264 million contract for Gateway International Bridge Modernization Project awarded. Texas Border Business. Cameron County Judge Eddie Trevino, Jr. is pleased to announce the General Services Administration, GSA, has awarded a $264 million contract to Brassfield & Gorey LLC of Birmingham, Alabama for the Gateway International Bridge Land Port of Entry, LPOE, Modernization Project. The modernization project will renovate the LPOE by demolishing existing facilities and expanding key areas. A new 48,000-square-foot administration building will replace the current 22,000-square-foot space, providing a modern workspace for federal inspection agencies. The inspection area will expand to 10 primary lanes and 24 secondary inspection spaces with canopies, up from 5 lanes and 15 spaces, respectively. The 500-square-foot headhouse will be upgraded to a new 6,000-square-foot building. Additional upgrades include a new 9,000-square-foot outbound inspection area and new parking lots to accommodate staff and visitors. The new port of entry will be all electric and will feature water-saving fixtures and energy-efficient building systems. These material selections alone will avoid 200 to 300 metric tons of climate-warming carbon emissions that would otherwise be associated with the manufacture of equivalent, industry-average, building materials. This is equivalent to taking about 60 gas-powered cars off the road for a year. I am excited to learn of GSA's contract award to Brassfield & Gorey. The company has a great reputation and I have no doubt they will do great work at Cameron County's Gateway International Bridge. For years, Cameron County advocated for funding to see this expansion and modernization project come to fruition. This contract award is a huge step in the process, and we are excited for the project to start, stated Cameron County Judge Eddie Trevino, Jr. The Gateway International Bridge, owned and operated by Cameron County, is one of the busiest pedestrian and non-commercial LPOEs in the region and was last modernized during the Eisenhower administration. Design will begin this February 2025 with construction scheduled to begin in summer 2026. Completion is scheduled for late 2029.